When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Right. It's Pat and JT, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I meant to mention this yesterday and completely forgot about it. When I was at Starbucks yesterday morning, went, just got a coffee in my roasted red. So this, sidebar, this is the hardest menu item to continually say, and I say it probably maybe 1.5 times a week. I don't go to Starbucks that often, but I love their egg bites, the little breakfast egg bites, and the roasted red pepper egg white bites, whatever. It's a long title, and I always screw it up. It's so tongue twisty for me.
Roasted red pepper. You're like the red chili, red hot chili pepper egg bites. I want the
right. It's because it's like they have egg bites, but they're not the egg whites. So you guys say egg white bites with roasted red pepper and mushroom, whatever it is. It's super long and dumb. Anywho,
they tell you if you can't say it, you can't have it.
Right. That's why I say the egg whites. Egg whites. Somebody paid for my food yesterday. Never had that happen to me before. Never had. And then I pay it forward and I pay the person behind me. And as soon as I said that, I thought, oh God, it's a van. I thought, oh great. They're going to be buying for their whole daycare or whatever. And it was the same price as mine. It was like $7.50. So thank God.
Sometimes you can also say, here's however much for the next order or two, and just give them some money instead of saying I'll pay for their order.
If I ever do it again, I think I'm filled up with my paying it forward stuff for right now. If I do it again, that's what I will do. Because it was, as soon as I said it, I wanted to reel those.
I was like, damn it.
They're called egg white and roasted red pepper egg bites.
Yeah, that's a little rhymy.
Egg white. Obviously, if it's egg white, we know it's an egg bite. So egg white and roasted red pepper egg bites.
Yeah.
Gets me every time.
I understand. I was going to say, yeah, you're cheating on Hardee's or what?
Hardee's? I don't get Hardee's.
I thought you got Hardee's down 144th.
No.
Is it Hardee's? What is it called? The coffee shop? South 144th?
Oh, Hardee Coffee. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't get any food there. Just coffee on the weekends.
Do you cheat on their coffee then every once in a while? Is that what you're saying?
No. I do sometimes. If I get the roasted red pepper egg bites, then wow. I'll get a cold brew. But usually, I'm dating around. I'm not exclusive to Hardee.
There you go. They got to work for it.
We're just having fun, right?
They got to work for it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Real quick, Centris Federal Credit Union, as always, our sponsor, our partner. We've got one more month to go. They've almost made it.
They've almost got 11, out of it.
11 out of 12. We're doing good. So far, so good. We're almost to the end of the month. But they do have a fantastic deal going on right now. If you're looking for a way to save for the future, whether it's a vacation or for your kids, or like they said, putting a little extra icing on the cake, they've got an account. They've got certificates. They've got all kinds of combinations of the above that can work just right for you. All you need to do is stop in and say hi, give them a call, drop by their website, federally insured NCUA.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000.
That was my cue.
That was.
Cue. All right. So I've got one for you.
Okay.
I've got two stories for you. Which one do I want to start with? Let's start with, well, this kind of goes back to, both stories actually go back a few years. Do you remember the hot felon?
Yes.
Jeremy Meeks.
I do remember the hot felon. Name.
If you don't remember Jeremy Meeks, this goes back to, goodness sakes, when was this? 2014. He was arrested in Stockton, California. And there was a huge operation. It was a gang sweep operation called Operation Ceasefire. He is a former member now of the Crips gang. And he was caught up in that. And he gets arrested. His mugshot goes on Facebook. Convicted on federal charges, felon in possession of a firearm, grand theft. He's in jail. I think for a little over 2 years. And while he's in jail, he becomes like the hottest hottie, like of all mugshots ever.
Yeah, like he had, they had a ring light and it was like the golden hour. They had him outside by the sun. Like it was the lighting was perfect.
It was, I mean, it perfectly highlighted his teardrop tattoo off his left eye, mm-hmm. and his throat tattoos. But he has these piercing blue eyes and he ends up becoming semi quasi famous. So this is the funny part. They said that he was listed as a convicted felon, arrested for felony weapons charges. He denied everything. The same day, his and the other mugshots were posted on the Stockton Police Department's Facebook page. I guarantee you the Stockton Police Department had not had a whole ton of traffic up to that point.
I'm
right?
sure not. No.
So within 24 hours, the pictures were up on the department's page. His picture had, in 24 hours, 3,700 comments and 15,000 likes. I can't imagine any other of those the mugshot photos have likes.
No. I mean, who would like a photo? Like, I mean, right. on that page, like, oh, hey, that looks, congratulations. Like, what? Why would you like them?
A mugshot, right?
Yeah.
So then instantly he becomes the reason behind the hashtag Felon Crush Friday. BuzzFeed picked up on it. Police department spokesperson acknowledged that he'd gotten a little more attention than the other mugshots. And as of less than a year ago, he has over almost 100,000 likes, 24,000 comments, and 11,000 shares. 11,000 shares.
God.
So he gets out of prison and instantly he gets picked up by a management company and he becomes a model.
I think it was a pretty reputable one, like Elite or something like that.
It was something kind of fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up going to Europe and to Russia, and he's in Italy. And he ends up dating the daughter of a millionaire British businessman. Chloe Green was her name. And they have a kid together. But they split up. And now he actually has a London home that they ended up selling, because they bought that while they were married, but making buku bucks. So the guy, though, also ended up in TV and movies. And so last weekend, I'm flipping through Tubi, or whatever you want to call it, whatever that channel is, TUBI. I'm just looking, because they've just got these random movies that pop up there that you haven't seen in a long time, or, you know, like from the 90s and the early 2000s. And boom, there's a movie called Triggered. And I'm like, who is... Because the face looked very familiar. I'm like, wait a minute. Look it up and I'll be damned. It's
no
Jeremy
way.
Mix in his first acting gig. And it was awful.
I bet. And how about the lady that he ended up dating or marrying or whatever for a while and introducing him to the family for the first time? This is the hot felon. Welcome to the family. Like, it in his name is a red flag.
I mean, seriously. And he's got all the street tattoos. See, and in the movie, talk about, you know, playing a character, playing a type. He was definitely typecast in this movie because he was playing the brother of a really successful young man and his wife. And they have this beautiful home and they're entrepreneurs and doing all this stuff. And he comes and knocking on the door because he got let out of prison earlier for killing their dad or something like that. And he's got all these tattoos on his neck, which are real, and all the other tattoos. And he's trying to make a fresh start. And that's why he showed up. I didn't watch the whole thing. I couldn't take it.
Oh, God, no.
No. I'm like, holy crap, there's Jeremy Meeks, the hot felon. And he was with the millionaire, whatever, daughter, Chloe, for a number of years. And I think he's got two kids now.
You know, and it's not just guys that make, the public opinion, whether culture, whatever, thinks that guys like put women, like look at women and it's about looks and it's beauty and you're hot. But see, a hot ref, guys didn't give hot ref his nickname. Hot felon, we didn't give hot felon his nickname.
It's BuzzFeed did that. BuzzFeed did that.
But it wasn't a dude. I guarantee it was a girl at BuzzFeed. I guarantee it was a girl at wherever that did the hot ref thing.
But then you've got Pete Davidson. I don't get it. I mean, there is no accounting for taste, man. There really just isn't. You just never know what's going to strike a chord. You put Pete Davidson up next to Jeremy Meeks. Whoa, Pete.
I mean, everybody, it's funny how everybody thinks a different type or different whatever is hot. Samantha Bush on Hot Off the Mess was talking about that the other day, that she thinks that Pete Davidson looks like a wet cigarette, and like, which is a great analogy, but she says that he's one of the hottest guys in the world to her. She's like, I get it. I don't understand why, but hottest guy.
I think the reason why he's hot is because he is, he's hot on the market right now. If everybody wasn't clamoring for him, I don't think anybody would even care. If he hadn't shown, and how he ever showed up, Ariana Grande, she's just like one crayon short of a full box. I mean, she really is. We know that. She was licking cupcakes and doing all the other dumb shit that she does, and then she ends up dating him. But she's so hot herself, little cutie that she is, but she's a little off-center. But she dates him, and then the next thing you know, you've got somebody else who's wanting to get those headlines. Because, as we know, this is going to dovetail right into my next thing. NT Lawyer, which is a Twitter account, and also you can find him online at his website. But he does these blind items in Hollywood. Entertainment Lawyer, N-T-E-N-T-Y, but NT Lawyer. He knows everybody in Hollywood, and he posts these blind items when he knows something about somebody. So he'll be like, you know, A-list celebrity who's dating a D-list celebrity that looks like a B-list celebrity was recently seen, you know, that it's like the social pages in the Ashland Gazette back in the day, except they don't name names, right? And, well, kind of. But anyway, you see that somebody gets headlines for doing something. So somebody else decides, oh, damn it, that worked for them, then I'm going to go do it. Case in point, the Kardashians, without a doubt. And he, what happened is the other day, and I want to get back to Pete Davidson though too, but the other day there was another podcast and they were going through the old blinds that NT Lawyer had posted from like 2008, 2007, and then rolling forward. And they just kind of cherry picked a few of them that he had picked because it was so wild. Well, he had just recently also released a lot of reveals. So what he'll do is he'll post the blinds, and then a while later, he'll post who he was talking about in those blinds. So, you know, and then you're like, oh my God, that's who we met. And he had a bunch of posts in there about Kim, Chloe, mom, Chris, and some of the things that they've done and some of the stunts that they've pulled to get headlines. And like Chris Humphreys, there's a lot in there that was about him. I honestly feel so bad for that guy. He was so in over his head at that time because they were hungry at that time, or should I say thirsty? But they were wanting.
Yeah.
And we knew and it's been proven time and again with Kim. She makes more money off of a wedding than she spends on it. Right.
Yeah.
And nothing she does in her personal life gets given away. Everything has a price tag on it. And they went through like some of the stuff about her as a mom. And there was the video or the pictures of her getting on one airplane and the nannies taking North on the other airplane because she's not hands-on. It's like the kids are props. And as much as you may like what you see on Keeping Up, it's all a freaking show.
That's a lie. That is an absolute lie. They are
100% authentic. It is not a lie, Pat.
They are 100% authentic. That is how they act in real life, IRL. Those are my K's.
They even had one of the blinds was talking about after that incident happened where it was spotted with the baby getting on one plane with the nannies and her getting on another plane with her handlers. Mm-hmm. Then they arranged a photo shoot of her supposedly taking the baby seat out and the seat converted into a stroller, right? And taking the seat out and it's covered with a blanket and da-da-da. The thing was there's no baby in it. But she wanted to be seen handling this and then putting it back into the car. And there was no baby in it. There was no baby.
So stupid. Why would you take the time and the brain power and energy to do that? Why?
Because she wanted to shut down the rumors that she wasn't a hands-on mom. But she's not a real doting mother.
even if like who thinks that if I was a billionaire like her at the same stage of life and had kids like that age, I would have a team of people. Like I would still be a good dad.
She does have a team, but she would be on the same plane.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Like,
I don't know, because I think I would, if I'm like, hey, everybody knows what it's like to fly with kids.
You know what?
See you guys. I'll be 20 minutes behind you.
That might be your brand. That's not the brand she was going for.
Yeah, that's true.
She wanted to be super mom. She was like superwoman, right? So she wears Marilyn Monroe's dress. She has four children. She has the most elaborate lifestyle. She's been robbed at gunpoint. Everything is hair on fire.
Yeah.
Everything is that she does.
Yeah.
But it was really fun listening to it, because they were going back, like when she first started dating Kanye, that there were a lot of rumors going around that this was a complete setup by Momager, by Chris. Kanye had kind of been not stalking her, but he wanted to work with her because he knew it would be lucrative. And he'd been trying to get in to do that. But the rumor mill was that he had a boyfriend. And they said that how do you think Kim got front row seats at the Paris fashion shows? It was because of Kanye's boyfriend at the time, who was very much involved in the fashion industry. And that's how Kendall got her job.
Wow.
As a runway model.
Interesting.
Boom.
Interesting.
I love these things.
Interesting.
Yes, I'm still listening. I'm about halfway through this podcast.
That is pretty interesting. I'll give you that one.
It's fun. It's a lot. And just kind of going through the, I'm like, I had no idea. I'd never heard any of these rumors before.
So maybe Kanye, not specific to Kanye, but like going back to Pete Davidson and using a guy, specifically a dude, to either date him, work with him, whatever, for headlines. There isn't a guy on this planet that would be upset in that situation.
No,
Pete Davidson is like, whatever. Use me as much as you. I mean, look at, he has a busload of hot ladies that are waiting to get publicity. And he's like, well, I don't care. Like, no dude cares.
It's because a lot of the guys that are watching this are trying to figure out why. Why are these girls? And the girls are doing it because they know they'll get headlines if they go out with him. And so there was just a picture of him the other day. He was with some other hottie patati. I don't know what her name is. Courtside. Some basketball game, whatever. And somebody had wrote above it, this is just a parody at this point. He's constantly showing up with these super hot chicks hanging on. It's like, oh my, just stop. And it's like nobody, and none of the exes are ever mad at him.
Yeah.
They all break up and they're great friends. And it's all, you know.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
and unicorn farts. It's all blah.
Adam,
so wonderful.
Adam Glenn from Hollywood Raw, they are friends. Him and Pete Davidson are friends. And he said that he is a very good guy. Very nice, very funny, authentic, very good guy.
Does he understand why he gets so much attention?
No, he doesn't understand it. He said it's because he thinks it's a heavy percentage of it is humor. And the way he acts around everybody. Like, it's just, he's like the life of the party and he makes everybody laugh. And that's a big deal. And then on top of it, he's a good guy. And I don't know that. That's just what Adam says. And he spends a lot of time with the guy. So that's what I'll take that for what it's worth. And maybe that's why these girls aren't mad at him when they're done, because it's like, well, it's just run its course and it's done. We're over. And Pete's like, you can't kick the smile off his face. I don't care how many times he gets broken up with a 12. You can't kick a smile off his face.
I just almost have to believe that it is all part of the show. Like, here are your talking points, Pete. This is what you're supposed to say. So we're going to keep this gravy train is going to keep rolling. Because as long as they keep printing your pictures and writing your name in the headlines, you're going to get more attention and people are going to show up for your shows and you're going to get asked to be on all these other things. I think it's just, I don't know that there is actual interest on either part. I think it's all a game. I think they're just gaming the system.
Probably.
Both sides, I think they are.
And they're both winning. Both sides are winning.
And one other thing, Kim Kardashian's story, another quick one too, is that back in the day before she became famous after the tape, and they were talking about, they were trying to figure out a way to get her in the headlines. She made a deal with one of the magazines, and they think it was probably Us Weekly, because Us Weekly is kind of shady like that. But Us Weekly made a deal with her that they would have her on. They could use all these pictures of her, but they would guarantee so many covers or so many stories, but they could write pretty much whatever they wanted.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. And that kept her on the covers, because if they had her and they had a story, somebody else had to look into it. She didn't want to get left in the dust. And that was a way that...
Write whatever they want. That's really super risky for them to agree to that.
But what could they possibly write that she hasn't done?
I mean, if it's like you know, who she slept with, what she did, but I mean, if they could write anything, I don't know. You would think Chris would allow that, but I guess publicity, she'd make more money from having publicity. Yeah, at the time.
Yeah, when the tapes came out, wasn't it?
At the time, what's worse than having the tape?
His bucket? Ray J, wasn't it just recently and supposedly Kanye had the computer that had the originals and had some other videos and stuff on it?
Ray J did, and Kanye went and picked it up and took it to Kim in New York.
Right. And supposedly there is a audio or there is an interview with Ray J, one of the two, but Chris, it was audio because Chris had left a message and Ray J released it saying, she was saying, don't even worry. It's nothing is on that computer. What he's saying, that stuff isn't on that computer. And it's like, oh my God, she's literally admitting right there that this was all done by her.
Yeah.
And nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Maybe it's just Russian.
Mom lined it all up.
Maybe it's Russian disinformation. We know how they like to mess with laptops, right?
No, those laptops don't exist.
Yeah. I don't know what.
We're starting to change our minds. Whatever. I'm just saying. We knew all along that there was a laptop. Ray J, we trust you.
Yeah.
And Kanye had to go get it, right? It's crazy. But anyway, so that's all I had was, some old throwback shit.
Some old blinds. You guys, thank you for listening to our podcast. Subscribe if you're not, and rate, review if you haven't. Even if you have, try again. They might like game the system. Let's do it. We'll all game the system. It's the holidays. Thanks for listening.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.